Lecture 5, Farming and Early Settlements.
In the last lecture, we examined how archaeologists reconstruct the past, the types of material they find, the objects made from these different materials. In the next two lectures, we will now apply what we've learned about archaeology to the prehistoric era, that is, the period before written history, and imagine what we can learn about these settlements and the people living at this time. Many questions remain unanswered, but it is very interesting to speculate what type of events needed to happen to allow people to settle in the first villages and how these villages expanded and became cities. In this lecture, we're covering an enormous amount of time from the Paleolithic to the Ubaid period in Mesopotamia, about 12,000 BC to 4,000 BC. And we will end with the development of villages that are the precursors to cities, the subject of the following lecture. In this lecture, we're going to examine why humans would choose to settle down an agricultural life over a life of hunting and gathering, what sort of food and animals had to be domesticated, and what we know about who was living in Mesopotamia at the time, and why the scholarly debate over this seemingly simple question continues. Finally, we'll end up looking at where and why the earliest settlements and villages appeared in Mesopotamia, and start to discuss how we begin to think about social complexity and what this evidence suggests to us about the development of human settlement in the land between the rivers. Certainly other early cultures are known. Egypt, China, the Indus Valley are all important locations for the development of settled life, agriculture, domestication. We talk about Mesopotamia as the area of first settlement because this is where the archaeological evidence is best preserved and where it has been most thoroughly studied. Excavations continue in Mesopotamia as well as to the west in Syria and Anatolia, so this claim to be the cradle of civilization or the home of the first settlement may eventually be overturned. But at this point, Mesopotamia is still our best known laboratory for studying how humans settled down and what they did to create a complex society. In southern Mesopotamia, the earliest settlements can be difficult to recover because they are covered by many feet of alluvial silt. This silt that has been built up as the rivers drain into the Persian Gulf. And so it's very difficult to get down to the earliest levels of occupation. We'll see that our study focuses on a few key sites, and these areas are the best excavated and the best understood that are for archaeologists. Before we start looking at the villages, we need to think about why humans chose to settle down rather than continue a perfectly acceptable nomadic lifestyle of hunting and gathering. Hunter-gatherers led a much easier and much more predictable way of life than those who would succeed them and settle down into agricultural communities. When you run out of food, you move to a new place, get more food. You know that you will always be able, with enough travel, to get a source of food supply. Our earliest evidence for human occupation is in southern Mesopotamia is in the Paleolithic period. And remember that the rich environmental diversity that we talked about in the second lecture brought together a number of different climates and environments. So even when these were not exploited with agriculture, there was still an enormous range of food supply and different ways of collecting supplies necessary to create a perfectly full and rich and happy life.